just to finalize your statement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is the first time that NAM is interrupted, Mr. Chair. I therefore excuse all the room, but I think that this is very important because we are a very high number of parties and I have a long statement still to deliver. Very sorry for that. The group of NAM takes also recalls that the ethical and moral concerns about lethal autonomous weapons, the 18. Conscious of the rapid development and possible deployment and use of laws in armed conflict is alarming and worrying and requires urgent action by the CCW on a precautionary approach. The NAM states parties and other states parties to the CCW are of the view that given the substantive discussions in the GDE on laws, there is an urgent need to pursue a legally binding instrument under the Convention that will contain prohibitions and regulations for addressing the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of laws. The recommendations in relation to the normative and operational framework must lead to such an instrument. The NAM states parties and other states parties to the CCW request the strengthening of the mandate of the GDE. The new mandate must focus on a legally binding instrument on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, taking into account the following elements. A. The implementation and enforcement of international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law, in the context of lethal autonomous weapon system, a strengthened and reinforced multilateral approach with the new legally binding provisions for addressing the humanitarian international security challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of laws is vital. There is an urgent need to pursue a legally binding instrument on laws. B. The responsibility of states for international unlawful acts caused by lethal autonomous weapon system. C. Human responsibility as well as accountability for developing, deploying and using any emerging weapon system in the framework of the CCW in accordance with applicable international law. D. Ethical and moral concerns about lethal autonomous weapon system, in particular with the use of force. The discussion on the autonomy, lethality and critical functions of these weapons must lead to regulation that will ensure meaningful human control over weapon system. E. Common understandings, definitions and other concepts, including of semi-autonomous weapons and the characterization of and differentiation among such weapon system. F. Military technology and risk of an armed race of fully autonomous weapons and the technology gap among states. G. The impact on international and regional peace and security. Regarding different proposals on a political declaration, code of conduct and other voluntary measures, including national weapons review process, confidence-building measures, as well as the establishment of a committee of experts, NAM States Party and another States Party to the CCW believes that these measures cannot be a substitute for the objective of concluding a legally binding instrument stipulating prohibitions and regulations. Mr. Chairman, we recognize the significant imbalance in the production, possession and trade in conventional weapons between the industrialized and non-aligned countries and calls for a significant reduction in the production, possession and trade of conventional weapons by the industrialized states with a view to enhancing international and regional peace and security. We express this concern at the increasing global military expenditure which could otherwise be spent on development needs. The group of NAM further stresses the importance of the reduction of military expenditures in accordance with the principle of undiminished security at the lowest level of armaments and urge all states to devote resources made available from there to economic and social development, in particular for the fight against poverty. Regarding mines and other anti-personnel mines, we consider that this issue has already been widely discussed and the divergences in positions are well known. Concerning cross-cutting issues, we emphasize the importance of the perspectives of women, men, boys and girls in considering the issues addressed by the Convention and its protocols and underlines the vital role of the full and equal participation of women in decision-making and implementation of the Convention. Mr. Chairman, I am coming to the end. Regarding the financial issues related to the convention, the group is of the view that it will be necessary to adopt efficiency and cost-saving measures in consultation with all high contracting parties in order to address the current financial situation of the convention. We recognize the importance of increasing the financial sustainability of the convention. However, setting up punitive measures might not be effective and may have unintended adverse effects on participation and membership. The financial challenges must be dealt with, but they are transitory. The measures taken to address them should not undermine the convention in the long run. The group of NAM is concerned with the possible impacts of the financial measures on participation of member states and ultimately on the perspectives of universalizing the convention. We express our deep concern on the continued lack of adequate representation from NAM countries, United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, and the movement requests the Secretary General and High Representative to undertake steps to ensure balancing and equitable representation in that office. Finally, the group of NAM looks forward to engage and participate constructively in an active manner to consider and review proposals with a view to reach a consensual outcome. I thank you very much, and again, all my excuses for the long but necessary speech that I have done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished